The following program is rated TV-MA-N-O-C. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Fuck no! Go fuck yourself. Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
If wool nor myth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 29, Hundo, and 31. Of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Pink, Gangcast, Pimpcast, Mancast, Sleevescast, Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on? Beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, and yo-hos. It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2 Flexing on all you beaches. You guys know it's a sleaze cast. You know it's a pin cast. You know it's a sleigh cast. Happy Wednesday evening. It's May 15th. Welcome everyone to the Daily Sleaze 2931. If it's your first time, drop it in the comments. We're popping cherries every day, banging ear holes across the entire realm. So make sure you hit the thumbs up button live on Rumble, of course, rumble.com/thedailyswole. And you could bang your ear holes over on Spotify, Apple Podcast. We got some Swole After Dark going on today, but that's not the hashtag for the Swole card. We'll give it away at the end of today's episode, but it is. The sun is setting. The nips were roasted today. It's been hot as hell down here in Florida, but I love it. Had a great pump today, so drop in the comments. What are you smashing today? If not, go to the fucking gym. The day is almost at an end. If you have not yet gone to the fucking gym, you better be on the West Coast because you're pushing it. Do a Swollen 7, do a Swolga, do a yoga class, do some mobility. But don't skip. You go to the fucking gym because Papa told you to. Go to the fucking gym. Fam.
Hadouken!
Drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? Hit the thumbs up button. And of course, it is Wednesday, so this entire week, don't miss out on it. We have 20% off. New releases, of course, but buy one, get one 50% off over at papaswolio.com. We got tons of awesome merch. Today, I am rocking the I Identify as Non-Binary. And that's one of the more recent designs. We had a great release party on Monday. Go check out all the new drops, papaswolio.com. Maybe we'll pull up some of the designs later on and go through some of the latest. But buy one, get one 50% off. So amazing, amazing opportunity to get someone. You know, if you have two kids, if you're a brother and sister, you want to get matching shirts with your best friend, or you just want to have a backup, get one 50% off. You get two 50% off, get three 50% off. You can take that as far as you want to. I appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy your new merch, papaswolio.com. Go check out the special all week long. All right, let's get into today's episode. We got Swole Fan Posts. We'll take some questions. We'll go balls deep and we'll give away this Swole card at the end of today's episode. But let us summon the Falcon and get today's party started. Falcon. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that's a nice card. Hashtag GTTFG for a chance to win today's Swole card. We will give that away at the end of today's episode. Now, fam, let's get into the Swole fan post. Let's get right on into that tip. Time to moisturize. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, let's get into some cool Swole fan posts and some emails. First, let's get a little... Let's get a little something from Amelia. Amelia, you're first.
What's in the box?
On the sleeves cast. All right. Amelia says, my 19-year-old son Brian broke his hand today. Parentheses, we thought it was a dislocated finger. And while sitting in the hospital, he said, well, Mom, at least it's leg day and we can still go to the gym. Oh, based.
The little rascal has spirit.
Oh, that's super based. Amelia, your 19-year-old son is now a man. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Excellent. I love it. I love it. Good man. We got a post here from Diego. What a based shirt. What an amazing tank. That's a signature series. Which signature series was this? Diego got a nice flexing pic. Little selfie action. Just finished my first workout of week 20, swole season, and feeling amazing. Drop some gorilla emojis. So, Diego, you get some. Fam, those of you that have picked up the Signature Series or have the Butmathyroid, which Signature Series edition was the Butmathyroid? What was the Butmathyroid? Which release was that? We got another one coming up in 69 days. Oh, yeah.
Because
69 days. That's perfect.
Is this a list of things I did to your mom last night?
29-31, 69 days away. We should have another event. We should have a separate event. We should have an event. 69 days out from the Signature Series should be its own event. It should be another. It should be like a sub-Signature Series. Something extra, something a little special, a little more niche. Every 69 before, it's like a holiday. Every episode is special. We're just looking for more reasons to celebrate. All right, Jessica, one more Swole Fam post, and then we are going to get in some emails and then some questions. So Jessica from the Telegram chat says, okay, fam, I'm finally making a little progress with my triceps, but I need to target the upper back portion more. I think that's the lateral head, Would it be the long head, Any recommendations on lifts that target that area? I am thinking maybe I need to do more dips and such. I suppose I could submit an APS also. You could, but we got this question. So if you're listening, Jessica, and you should be listening to your to the Daily Swole, this is a member-focused podcast, of course. So if you ask questions, we're going to try to feature them. And plus, you can just show up and ask questions in the Knowledge Cog portion. Anyway, no need. We got your question. Target the upper back portion more. Well, the tricep, it's more about, it's not so much, it is long, as long, and then you have the lateral head and the medial head. But the upper back portion, it is going to be a lot of the long head. Like, if, for example, if you're flexing, the long head is what's kind of hanging down here. So you really want to develop the long head, and that's going to be trained when the shoulder is a little bit more in extension. It's going to be a little bit more of a priority. It crosses the shoulder joint. The long head's the only one that crosses the shoulder joint, but the lateral and the medial head, you're always working all three parts, but they're just certain positions where you're going to target certain areas more. So just keep that in mind anytime you're doing any exercise. So you're going to get long head work when you're doing dips. You're going to get long head when you're doing tricep extensions. You're going to get long head, you know, medial head and lateral head when you're doing skull crushers. You're going to get all three. You're always getting all three. You're extending the elbow, you're going to get all three. So when you look at these videos, and I'm going to answer this a little bit more broad because a lot of you are on TikTok and Instagram and you see a lot of these guys that are very knowledgeable that do more science-based training, and they will break down the different angles where you'll get maybe more activation. Technically, you know, you get really into the kinesiology and the biomechanics of certain positions and certain exercises, certain angles. But that gets really granular. It's really nitpicky, especially for people that are just starting out to build mass. You really just need some basic exercise. I would say for triceps, you want to get a good tricep extension. So maybe if you want to hit the long head a little bit more, it's good to do like a double rope or do a cross cable triceps extension, because you'll get a little bit more of the long head if you keep your arms more back behind you, out to the side a little bit, like a 30 or 40 degree angle. And that's going to be great for the long head. You can get some more long head also if you're doing skull crushers, but you're kind of dropping the head. You're kind of doing pullover skull crushers. You'll get a little more long head in that sense. Not so much if you're doing a JM press or a close grip bench or something that kind of pushes out a lot of those leaning tricep machines at gyms, or pressing here, for example, in front of you. If you have the cable behind you, face away or overhead, that's still going to focus a little bit more on the lateral and the middle head. So you want to develop both areas. Probably what you're thinking of up here in the back, you might be thinking a little bit more of the long head, which is going to be meaty on the back of the arm. It's going to give that big thickness in the back, but also it's on the inside of the arm. So ladies, not that you can spot reduced fat, but a lot of women are, oh, the chicken wing down here. Well, triceps and the long head, that's tightening that up. If you want to have muscle in that area, I'm not saying that you train that, you're not going to have fat. You have to eat healthy and be in a calorie deficit and, you know, or maintain that kind of stuff. But that's going to strengthen and tighten up that area in terms of muscle. So it's definitely going to help. So if you're skinny fat, that's definitely going to tighten up your arms. Okay, cool. And dips are great too. So my point in the end, obviously that was long-winded, but if you are doing any tricep exercise, so in other words, find an exercise that really, that you feel in the sense that you really like, that you can overload properly. So dips are great, but then you're doing 5 reps and you can do 6 reps and you can do 7 reps. After a while, you are going to want to overload it. So you need a belt with weight. It's just harder to overload. Not that you can't. It's just harder for most people to overload the dip exercise versus some sort of cable machine or a tricep or like a JM press or a skull crusher, something that you can be a little more, you can quantify a little bit more your strength improvements and overload it a little bit more effectively. You could still have a belt for dips. You could still put a 45 and a 45 and a 5, but you can imagine, you know, using a weight stack with cables or using plates, it's going to be easier to overload for most people getting into position. And maybe, and sometimes I find for a lot of people, it's just very common. It's not across the board, but a lot of times when you're doing a lot of movements like JM presses, they could be a little bit more taxing on the elbows. So for me, JM presses, if you don't know, it's like a skull crusher, but you're not really taking the shoulders into extension. So you kind of keep your elbows out in front of you and you're just pressing up. So it's not so much a close grip bench. It's not a skull crusher, is kind of like in between. So it's kind of like a modified skull crusher, but it's great for the middle and the medial and the lateral head, all parts of the triceps, but that area a little bit more. But it's a little bit more, I find it, there's variations you could do on machines, but I find that it could be a little more taxing on the elbows. So I don't keep that in my programming for long periods of time. I'll do a period where I do that, and then I move off to other tricep exercises because I like that long-term for my elbows. If I do JM presses and like that kind of like heavy close grip stuff, it can kind of nag my elbows after a while. You know, over the course of weeks, I'll just start to get a little sensitive and have to back off on that type of a movement, but no issues from push downs or overhead. I have an overhead machine that I really like, and you can do one arm like katana extensions with two arms or one arm overhead. And those are great ways to isolate certain areas. And does, like I said, you're going to find certain spots that kind of get hit by certain exercises based on your limb length, what kind of equipment you have. So you have to try and see what works best for you, as long as you can overload over time. All right, fam, go to makeemailswollegain.com. That was very good. I liked it. Good questions.
I gave it a 10.
Go to makeemailswollegain.com and get on the email list if you're loving the Knowledge Cock and you just can't get enough, which is pretty much every single one of you. Go to makeemailswollegain.com, sending out emails every day, pretty much every day. We usually don't miss days. Sometimes we spread it out over the week, but definitely blowing up your eye holes in your inbox. So join now. Laura responding to the don't feel like training today email. Hey, Papa Swolio, this is exactly what I needed to hear today. I'm going to hit the gym and lift some weights and make sure I get my 5K walk in after work. Keep up the gruff, no BS motivation. I'm a big fan. Why, thank you, Laura. Appreciate you. Thank you for replying to the emails. And please do reply, especially when you're prompted to. I definitely want to read your responses. Luis, responding to the don't feel like training today email. Luis says, I'm on my bed. Ooh, Luis. And this made me energetic. Going to do weighted dips today. Thanks. All right.
Hi, puppy.
You're very welcome, Luis. Glad that you enjoyed the email and you're making sick fucking games. Let's get into some questions. Lights. Facial. Hello. Okay, drop your questions in the comments if you have them. Hashtag ask Papa Swolio. Let's get into some questions. And if you want to call into the show, this is what it means to drop and ask Papa Swolio. Go to askpapaswolio.com. I know I have a lot of things during the show that I say, hey, check out this website, check out this. But if you want to do any of these things, this is how you do it. You can literally contact me. We will feature your call on an upcoming episode. So get your answer, get the answer that you want. If you have a question that you've been wanting to ask me, it's absolutely free. Go to askpapasolio.com and submit your question. All right. We'll take one from Instagram. If you have any live ones, use the hashtag what's in the comments. Griffin31, Papa Swolio, what's your favorite ab workout? I don't have a favorite workout for abs, but I'll do leg raises or cable crunches or something like that if I want to do abdominal work. Any kind of strength training, you're going to get core activation and core strength. But, you know, you really want to be able to load the muscle, the abs, like any other muscle. So cable crunches are fantastic. Some ab machines are great. Not often, but some are good. You want to just make sure you're getting into extension and flexion. And you can do some with raising your legs, but a lot of people just bring their femurs up to 90 degrees. You're just getting hip flexors. You have to make sure you're rounding the spine. So make sure you're going into flexion, extension, and different angles, and these curved benches and stuff like that can be really awesome if you use weights and stuff too. All right, Christian GB. Papa Swolio, how do I burn fat and win muscle at the same time? Well, this ain't a lottery, but you're not going to burn fat and build muscle at the same time unless you have a ton of body fat to lose. You're new to training. You haven't trained in a long time. Most often you're going to, it's less likely that you're going to be, you might for a short period of time, but it really depends on how your strength training is and how your overall body composition is and where your body can get energy resources. So usually in a deficit, you're not getting sufficient nutrition, and most people have poor nutrition anyway. So it's very hard in a deficit when you're lacking energy for your body to build muscle. It's not a evolutionarily cohesive process. If you think about it, why would your body use valuable resources to build tissue rather than just maintain or try to maintain what it has? Because if you are not getting in sufficient energy and protein and carbs and fat and stuff like that, then your body needs to find that from elsewhere. So if you don't have enough materials and you don't have enough money, you're not going to build a house. Does that make sense? So that's a very rudimentary way to think about it, but it makes sense. There are times in your life when, like, it's not a good idea to invest in things and spend more money, or I don't know, go on a lavish vacation. It's like, okay, well, so you don't do it. You're smart. Your body saves just like anything else. So can you? It's possible, but it's not something that most people are going to do, especially if you've been training for a while and you don't have like a ton of extra body fat to lose. And then, of course, if you're talking about anabolic steroids, I'm sure there's some combination of anabolics where you can do both, but you know, I don't know about that stuff. All right. Team Instinct Forever. Your three favorite cuisines. Well, I don't know. There's a lot to unpack even in this short question, but I like steak and fruit and eggs. I mean, I eat my favorite foods. I eat the foods I feel best with. So there's so many different types of beef and ways to cook meat and steak, skirt steak and ground beef and burgers with, you know, raw cheese and bone marrow and bacon on it. I mean, there's so many different combinations. Just ground beef with rice, I love watermelon, mangoes. I like raw dairy, and I love kefir. So I don't eat many things. but I eat as much as I want of them. So, you know, right now I'm definitely not cutting. I'm definitely at least maintaining, if not trying to be in a slight surplus or in a condition where I'm doing a lot of, I'm training very intensely right now, but I'm taking a lot of rest in between sessions. My volume's low, my frequency is fluctuating. So I'm on this like nice calm pace, but more of like definitely in a gaining phase, but it might be coming towards, you know, never stop gaining, but I'm definitely not trying to be like super lean right now. It's swole season, baby. I'm like in the meat. I'm just pivoting, and this is kind of the calm before the storm. I can feel it. Morot Flika. Pompasoli, how often can I train glutes? Ooh, good question. Well, the answer is going to vary a little bit. It would depend for me and for most people. It's not going to depend in the same way for every person, but there are certain things that will depend on that. What your overall training protocol is. If you're prioritizing glutes, how many days a week you're training, what your sleep is like, what your nutrition is like, what exercises you're choosing. So for example, if you're training glutes more than once a week and you're going to spread out your volume, you want to choose different exercises. You don't want to be redundant and or, you know, train the glutes in a position where you might be adding extra fatigue. Because remember, if you're making progress, you can. So we say you want to increase your strength, your strength reps, or your rep strength. In other words, like if you're doing 6 reps with 200 pounds, and then you're going to get stronger, you're going to be able to do 7, 8, 9, 10 reps with 200 pounds. You're getting stronger, you're building muscle. But at the beginning, when you first do new exercises, there's that neural adaptation where you'll get stronger, kind of like the coordination and the motor unit recruitment. So you're going to have neurological adaptations for the first couple of weeks more than hypertrophy, strength related gains. So you want to make sure you're making progress. So if you're plateauing with the weight, if you can't progressively overload and track your progress, then you don't know how often you can train glutes. And this is the honest answer, because if you're not getting great recovery, you don't want to train them super often because you're already not recovering. So the glutes are like any muscle. It's not like one muscle you're going to grow and you're not going to grow other muscles. If you're providing the right stimulus, but you're not getting enough recovery and your body is systemically fatigued, it can negatively affect you building muscle all over your body. So your training split's very important, and how often you train your glutes. The more often you train your glutes, the less volume you're going to need to do in each workout. So more isn't better. Doing excessive volume isn't necessarily better. If you're not going as close to failure, or you're not loading the system as much, you're doing some isolation work or machines where it's not as as fatiguing. Doing barbell hip thrusts is much more fatiguing than doing like a machine kickback with like a weight stack. You might be able to load the glute more in the weight stack one because it's targeted. You have more supports. Doing hip thrusts with a barbell, that's a lot of load that you're under. So neurologically, like your system is more, it's more fatiguing for your body. So it really depends on the exercise selection also. So keep that in mind when you're doing maximum swole, guys, and you're doing these splits, understand that you can also change the workout. You can mix things up. You might not want to be overloading with the same exercise. So if you're doing legs, you know, honestly, if you're doing legs, people think if you just do legs on Mondays, you're doing it once every 7 days. You're kind of doing it twice every 7 days, right? Because from 1 to 7, you're doing it twice. So once a week is kind of like 2 workouts in a 7-day period. So if you think about that, I think a lot of people think that once a week is not a lot. It is a lot. If you're training hard, you need recovery. So if you're training in, you know, 2 times, let's say Monday and Thursday or Monday and Friday, the same body part, you're going to only need to do 2 or 3 sets maybe on the first workout if you're training super hard close to failure, because you're just not going to recover in time and you don't need to train again. And some people need more recovery than others. So what I say might be like, you might think, well, I could do that much more. And if you're making progress, you're making progress. And some people recover faster. Some people recover slower. Maybe for some people, it's 10 days between workouts. You can be, there are periods when I've been sore for like 5, 6, 7 days. I was probably doing training way too hard, doing way too much, but I need a lot of recovery because I fucking jacked myself up. You know, so now I'm playing around with much less volume, per workout, but I'm spreading it out. I'm always experimenting. So remember, when you think about your training and your progress as recovery-based, am I recovering enough? And your recovery being the progress, you start thinking about, I mean, everyone, your training is important, obviously. But if you start thinking about your recovery as your training, you know, flip the script a little bit. The training's a standard. You're training hard. You're always going to push. You're going to do the bench press. Yeah, you're going to do that again. But if you take your recovery as seriously as like a training session, and you think of your progress in terms of your recovery and that being the primary, your perspective changes and you make some decisions that you might not have made before, and you actually might make more progress. Okay. Maybe last chance to get some questions in. We'll move on. Osue Alex. 18, Papa Solio. Best exercises to lose fat without getting big. You're not going to get big. Like, build too much muscle? Impossible. It's impossible to build too much muscle. And I'll tell you why it's impossible to build too much muscle. Because not building more muscle is the easiest thing to do. You just stop exercising. Okay? You stop lifting weights. The easiest thing to do is to not build muscle. That's the easiest thing to do. You just don't do anything. And the easiest thing is just to not do it. So people act like it's easy to build muscle. I don't want to get too big. You're not. It's so fucking hard to put on an ounce of muscle. Don't worry. It's not like you're just going to wake up 240 just ripped the next day. It doesn't happen like that. I would love to have the problem of building too much muscle. Most people would. Oh no, I'm building too much muscle. Oh no, I don't want that. Yeah, chances are you're going to work out for a little bit, then stop training, and you'll end up building no muscle. So if you go into training with the mindset of, I don't want to build too much muscle, you're probably not going to build any muscle. Okay? Because you're not going to train hard enough to build even a little muscle. Oh, I'm sore. Oh no, that's going to get really puffy. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. If you need to lose, if you're fat, you don't have any muscle. You have very little muscle. If you're fat, and of course, some people can be like, you know, you're overeating. Okay, whatever. Power lifters. But you get my point. Like, the person that's fat because they don't do shit, they have no muscle. You need to build muscle. You want to lose extra body fat, you want to build muscle. It's not they have too much fat. It's that your body can't process sugar properly and glucose. Insulin resistance. You have no muscle mass. You need to lift weights and build muscle. Papa Soy, that's why you wear the sunglasses. Well, you know, I don't want to foist and, you know, my lived experience on everyone. But if you don't know, my photoreceptors in my eyes are extremely sensitive. And it's a genetic mutation where my myostatin is affected by the presence of light. So I wear these sunglasses to stop from building excessive muscle because I want to be able to function in society. You know, it's already hard to get through doorways, and I'd like to, you know, I want to live my life. So myosuolitis is a real thing, and pray for Papa. Let's get into another question. Jody Katana, Papa Solio, any good workouts for lower pecs? Need those undercups gone. What is an undercup? Are you saying you have a little mini boob? You have a double boob? You have a double titty? Double titties. Someone says you got double titties. Papa Solio likes double titties. He likes single titties. Double titties probably twice as nice. For lower pecs, you don't have lower pecs. I guess there's costal attachments. But dips are great. Dips are great. You know, there are studies that show that incline bench is going to build muscle everywhere the same as flat bench and other bench presses. You know, there's always different studies depending on the machine. If you have a converging chest press, you're using dumbbells, using barbells. But usually if you want to generally target certain fibers of the sternal pec, yeah, dips are great. There's some decline machines. I have a decline chest machine. It's okay. I mean, when I use it, I feel sore like right there. I feel sore right because you're usually getting a little bit extra stretch from that position. But, you know, if you're doing any kind of chest press, you're gonna get those the lower pec region. But dips are a great chest exercise and tricep exercise. So for people that are looking and getting started with training, dips are fantastic because it's a great compound movement. Such a great compound movement. And it's, you know, you say, oh, it's very functional. I mean, look, it's dips will help you get up out of a chair. So having Nana and Grandpa do pushdowns like that and dips, that kind of press, it's important. Okay. So if you have fat under your tits, I mean, depending on if you're a dude or not, you know, hormones are going to be a thing, you know, for guys. If you have bitch titties, could be low testosterone and the kind of foods and endocrine disruptors in your environment. All that stuff matters for storing fat, mold toxicity, negative to sleep, cortisol levels. There's so much stuff, man. There's so much stuff. And I'm not saying all these things to like blow, you know, make you feel uncomfortable or anxious all the time. But if you're having issues, you should look at as you should try to tweak things as best you can, right? Having more information shouldn't get you. Having more information shouldn't make you feel overwhelmed. Don't feel overwhelmed. Just understand that these are things that you can keep in mind so you can make improvements. Because if you know, you'll have the ability to make adjustments where you can. Sydney Snow, BSC. Papa Solio, mandatory 3-day work trip. Highly unlikely to have access to clean food. How to stay lean? Well, what does that mean? Work trip. Mandatory, highly unlikely to have access to clean food. If you bring your own food, you have access to it. So problem solved. If it's a work trip, you could bring your own food. You have allergies. You have things that bother you. You just make your own food and you bring it in advance. I used to make food. You could freeze it. You cook the food, freeze it, and then you take it out. You don't even need to keep it cold. It'll just, you know, or you have like a fridge where you're going. Bring the food. Bring the food. You can order from the supermarket on your phone and they can deliver to the hotel or wherever you're staying. So I don't know what this work trip is like, but you can get quality food wherever you go. And remember, if you go to a restaurant, and this is usually what people are full of shit, because if you're going for a work trip, let's say you go to, I don't know, a Chili's. Okay. You don't bring your food. And it's like, what do you get? You could also ask for certain things. You can get chicken with nothing on it. They always have food for people that have allergies and stuff like that. Just tell them what you want and how you want them to prepare it. Like, hey, can you cook this in butter? Is it going to be raw or grass-fed? No. But is it better? Yes, it's better. It's better than the canola oil or whatever they're spraying, or you can make a request. People do that all the time. And I'm not saying it's going to be as good as bringing your own food. That's why I say bring your own food so you know exactly what you have. But how to stay lean? I mean, look, this is just a laziness. You could bring food on a plane. I brought shopping bags of food on the plane. I brought dozens of hard-boiled eggs on a plane. Yeah, Lacey is on point, too, in the Telegram chat. It's just bullshit. We live in America. You could find clean food. There are meal prep places everywhere that ship. Even convenience stores have boiled eggs. It's true. I mean, I'm sure this person's idea of eating on a trip is not to go to 7-Eleven and get hard-boiled eggs or whatever they sell there. But obviously, that's an option. But meal prep places, absolutely. And these things are nationwide. You can just deliver to the hotel. You can order the meals and you can have like 6 or 15 meals. It's really up to you what you want to do. Odin's Heathen says, yep, I still hang at the bar and have them whip up 2 grilled chicken breasts with a cup of cottage cheese. There you go. Nick says, Papa Soul, you're looking forward to Joe Biden debating. Yeah, that's true, right? Aren't they doing one on CNN and one hosted by ABC? But I don't know all the details, but I feel like I saw something that there's no live audience. That's going to be terrible. No live audience. How can you trust anything that you see? Yo, this is the time where how do you fucking know if it's real? What if it's just AI? You know, we're having it at CNN. Is Trump really there? What are you seeing? What are they cutting out in real time? Is there a delay? Like, I don't trust that shit at all. It should be neutral territory. It should just do it in a stadium. And what they should do is do it in a stadium or some location where you have multiple. I don't understand why we allow a presidential debate to be held by any biased party. It's fucking, isn't that insane? CNN gets like 70% of its advertising funds from like Pfizer and big pharma companies. They're going to be hosting the presidential debate. So that it's their questions. If there's no live audience, like who's in control of what gets shown and how it gets edited and disseminated. It's so weird. I don't know all the details. I'm just ranting a little bit, but that kind of is what the fuck should have. Everyone should have any channel you want to see. You could watch it on whatever channel you want. And then you can compare. You okay, Tainty boy? What's the deal? Lay down. Show everyone how cute you are. Show everyone the cute. Lay down.
Aww.
Yes, you're cute. They all said so. You're a cute boy. You're gonna, I'll get you a pets. There's your pets. Lavash Armo, how good are 7-Eleven eggs anyway? Oh, oh, gross.
Matt,
let's go balls deep. Yeah, I'm done. I'm ready for some.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
I'm ready for some balls deep.
That's deep.
Let's see. Leslie says, not a question, but I just started reading Estrogeneration, and wow, so eye-opening. That's a good book. It's a great place to start. It's a great place to start. Let's check this out. I'm glad you liked it. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. Matthew says, I've heard better books for my baby. Oh.
Come on, man.
Oh, better books for my baby. All right, let's go with Leslie. Leslie says, Leslie chooses number 3. This one is called, Why Fat People Are Fat.
What's in the box?
Why Fat People Are Fat. I have a guess. It's called Le Cake.
This is one of the most absolutely...
Le Cake. Okay.
You're insane, gold member!
So this is a response on TikTok. It says, the question or the comment says, and now my mom says that the only reason I'm fat is to keep people from trying to date me because I'm scared, ... Well, that doesn't even make any sense. What?
This is one of the most absolutely freaking bonkers things that I hear way too often on this app and in life in general about why people are fat. That fatness is trauma stored in the body and that it's a protective layer. Oh my God. Do you know what being fat doesn't protect you against? Discrimination, fat shaming, bullying, harassment on the street, medical discrimination.
You mean fat doesn't protect you from bad things happening to you in life? Oh no. Fat isn't a shield against people not liking you because your personality sucks? Oh, no. Oh, no. People don't give you pats on the back and congratulate you for not taking care of yourself? Oh, no. Less people are attracted to you because you're not a healthy person, mentally or physically? Oh, no.
Job discrimination, social discrimination, anything. But, oh, you're more afraid of people showing positive interest in you than you are of people literally, like, bullying you. Like, yelling out the things about you they think are flaws loudly for everybody to hear. Come on. Come on. Can people be fat because of trauma? Absolutely. Is every fat person, one, fat because of trauma, and two, if they healed their trauma, would they stop being fat? No! No! And listen, is dating terrifying? Absolutely. Would I love for people to leave me alone?
I'm so scared.
Absolutely. Is that worth the constant bullying that you experience when you're fat? Is that worth not being able to find your clothes that will fit you in a store? Is that worth doctors not taking you fucking seriously? Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely fucking
not.
Absolutely. Because you can say no to dating. I have. Many times. You can say no. I was scared of dating for a long time. And I actively put up barriers against it, and they work. And I know lots of people who aren't fat who have done the same. But would I give up everything that being fat denies you just so I wouldn't have to deal with unwanted attention or my fears of dating? Mm. That is an insulting question, because absolutely not.
Why is it so long?
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj.
Why was it so long? That's what she said. Why was it so long?
Because Dickus.
Why was it? Sheesh. I don't think people aren't dating you because of your size. I'm sure it's a factor, but there's something else. Might be your personality. So let's go with Nick to save us. Nick chose number two. This is called No Fat Ugly People in the Past. No Fat.
What's in the box?
Oh, I'm interested for this one. Wait, what are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing? On your place. Up.
Good boy. You're making all that noise licking your paw. Don't be nasty. It's unbecoming.
But when I look at pictures from the past, I don't see any fat, ugly people.
Oh, holy shit. Is this Ari? Is that a felt? Oh, what the shit? I didn't know that was her from the thumbnail. Oh, is that a filter? Oh my God. Is that a filter? Please tell me that's a filter. What is happening? What? Okay. What?
But when I look at pictures from the past, I don't see any fat, ugly people. So people in the past must just have been thinner and hotter, right?
What?
Actually, what? Ugly laws existed in the United States until the 1970s.
What?
Ugly laws, or unsightly beggar ordinances, were laws that prohibited people from being in public view. And these laws unfairly targeted poor and disabled people. Exceptions to ugly laws were if people were part of demonstrations, such as separating disabled and non-disabled people to illustrate their differences.
Ugly laws?
Or to showcase individuals who were somehow in need of reformation. Ugly laws are probably the most salient example of appearance-based discrimination, but the truth is that appearance-based discrimination exists in subtle and invasive ways that influence a lot of people today.
It's
and
so
it is a valid question to ask, were people in the past more X than today? But you also have to consider, who wasn't in the room?
Who wasn't in the room? They couldn't fit in the room? So what you're saying is that there were laws somewhere? Where were they? I don't know of these laws. I don't know the details. And I don't think that she knows all the details. Like, were they everywhere? Were they somewhere? What specifically was it? There also wasn't as much obesity, period. We're not talking about people in wheelchairs that can't walk or something like that. Disabled does not mean morbidly obese. So I really don't know what the argument was. I don't know. I think the reason why this got credibility is because it's just so exhausting that by the end you're so tired. You're like, whatever. Just, yeah, sure. Whatever. Just whatever you said. Whatever you said. All right, one more. This is called Misgender. Ooh, boy. 14 seconds. It's a sprint. Hold your breath. Here we go. Last one.
Hi there. Huh? You can either respect my trans homies, or I can identify as a fucking problem. And if I catch your bitch ass being disrespectful, your pronouns are going to be was, were. Thank you for coming, and have a nice day.
Ah, so compassionate. Ah, if you don't agree with me, I will kill you. You will no longer exist. That means I will kill you. So it sounds like you're mentally insane.
Aww.
That's a jump scare and a life scare. So if you don't agree with these people that are so compassionate, they will kill you. Sounds great. Okay, let's get into today's Swole Card Fam GTTFG, and then we have the Tainty Man. Tainty man, the tainty man, Hello, Tainty Man. Hello, Tantimian. Hello, Tainty Boy. Hello, Tainty Man. Hello, puppers.
Hello.
You want some food? You want some beef? Daddy's gonna get you that beef. Daddy's gonna get you that big, juicy beef. Give you all that beef to put it right in your tummy. You're gonna eat that beef. You're gonna put it in your mouth. You're gonna chew it. You're gonna swallow it. It's gonna go down to your beef place. Because you're a good boy. Swole card time. Hashtag GTTFG. Falcon, let's pick a winner. Let's get this shit away. All right, today's winner is, guess what? Amelia's son. How about that shit? That's that's a done deal. All right, let me zoom into this. Let me zoom into this picture again. So if you missed the beginning of the show, Amelia's son, Brian. Amelia found out that her 19-year-old son, Brian, broke his hand. And in the hospital said, well, mom, at least it's leg day and we can still go to the gym. Kid broke his hand and was like, well, we can still train legs. That's what I'm talking about. You've raised a lovely young man, brave and exceptionally logical and bound to be absolutely fucking jacked. So good for him. Good for him. Congratulations, Amelia. And someone you can comment or go let Amelia know that Brian won today's swole card. I think this is in the Facebook group, so make sure you go and let Amelia know. 2931, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swolecard 2931, the subject, your mailing address in the bio of the email. And let Amelia know that her son has won a GTTFG swole card. Congratulations. We'll take some soundboard requests. I got a couple coming in from Aaron. Got some staples coming your way. And then we'll take a throwback at the end of today's episode.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Go fuck yourself.
I like to caress rusty spoons.
I'm your huckleberry. Just my game.
Give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
I don't work with the males, because I used to be one.
I know you'd love to just sit there and keep being not slim, but we gotta work a little today, okay?
Oh.
Good boy, Tainty Man. He's jealous.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal, you know the thing.
Country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
The more you hate me, the more you will learn.
Oh, yes, sir.
He's heating up!
Loud noises!
Coast to coast. Swinging it round and round, fan. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for 29:32. Before we do it, let's get into one more throwback. Let's do a throwback. Let me crank up this hog. All right, let's get into a throwback. Here we go. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't remember this one. I'm sure I'll be reminded pretty quickly. 3, 2, 1. Check it out.
Dating trans people is not a preference. Not dating trans people is not a preference. Not dating blondes is a preference.
You are stupid. You are straight up stupid.
Being trans is not a specific characteristic.
Being trans is not a specific characteristic?
Yeah.
It's a penis.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
It's a man. I don't want a dick in my mouth. Methinks it's a preference.
That's not a preference. You like brunettes? Okay, that's a preference. But you have to like dick.
Thus, you can't label it as a preference.
Yes, you can.
It's just called bigotry.
No, it's not.
No one's forcing you to date trans people.
Sounds like you are.
This bitch is crazy.
You're shaming people for not dating a trans person.
Don't cover up your discriminatory bias in the name of preference, because the logic doesn't add up.
Shut up, bitch!
The logic doesn't add up. That's for goddamn sure. Oh, Dios mio, fam. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for 29:32. Check out SwarmormousX.com to join the fam today. And of course, grab your new shirts. I identify as non-binary. And so many more designs. Buy one, get one 50% off this week only, papaswolio.com. So join the Swole fam, grab some merch, pinch your nips, cover your nips, and get in the best shape of your life. Take the 7 pillars to heart. Execute. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace the fuh out.
Oh, oh, oh.
No, Falcon. No. We are done with the show. Goodbye. The other button, Falcon. Ah, there you go. Peace out, beaches.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they can't laugh, then they so mad, it's like.
Then yeah, I found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fanny pack.